sources of Limud HaTorah, and that's a very timely topic for a lot of people. Yeah, that's the issue of the order of things in terms of getting married or learning Torah. So comes the Gemara in Kedushin HaChotes Lebeis and says, Tarabonon, Limud HaTorah B'Lisa Isha, what should the person do? He has these two mitzvahs in front of him. So Limud HaTorah B'Hag B'Lisa Isha. So the first thing you should do is learn Torah, and then you should get married. Let's say he can't, he's not shackled to remain without a wife. He's showing him to assume it means that he's violating an essential problem of Hira Avera. So Nebuch has to do it the other way around. It sounds like the optimal way of doing it is really to learn Torah first. But if it's not Shayach, if it's Yafshar, so then you would get married first. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Halacha Nase Yishav Hachach Himotar. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel seems to change what the Brisa says. That Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says, that no sector, yes, you should get married first. What the guy has millstones on his neck, has to make a farnas, he has to support his wife and his kids. So, how's the shaykh to learn Torah? So, of course, he has to do it the other way around. He has to learn Torah first. So, Gemara says it appears that this is a machlokes amaron, whether it's better to learn first or better to then get married first. So, the Gemara says, no, it's not really a machlokes. The Gemara says, well, pligi halon valahu. That depends on depends on where you live. What does that mean? Depends on where you live. So halon valu always means the difference between Bnei Bavel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What exactly is the difference between Bnei Bavel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael? So this is a big machlokes that we showed him. This is what the Matzias Advarim was. So everybody seems to assume that the reality was as follows: that there, at least at this time in history, the days of Shmuel, the days of Rabbi Yochanan, so the bulk of Torah was still in Eretz Yisrael. That was going to change pretty soon. But at that time, at least, the early period of the Amorim, so the bulk of Torah was in Eretz Yisrael. And most of the people came from, like, today, to go to learn Eretz Yisrael for a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever long they were going for. So the problem was, as a child, how is that going to fit in? How is that going to fit into the grandiose plan of getting married? So Rashi learns, well, it's very simple. If you live in Bavel, so then you have no problem. But if you get married first, and then you leave your wife, you leave your kids, and you go to Eretz Yisrael for 20 years, and you go sit and learn. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. That's for the Lahu, that's for Halon, for the Bnei Bavel. So for them, they should get married first. Why is that exactly? Why should they get married first? So Rashi seems to be learning that in theory, everybody really agrees that it's better to get married first. The Bavel should get married first. Why? For two reasons. Number one, because the mitzvah is for Lahu, so it's reasonable to do the mitzvah. So of course, you should try to fulfill the mitzvah of having children as early as possible. And then number two, also getting married presumably will alleviate some extent the problems of the Huri Aveira. So about that's a great thing to get married first. The reason why the Braisa shied away from telling you to get married first is because Rechaim Betzavara, that's not shy for you to learn properly if you're going to be married. So therefore, if you live in a society where you can get around that problem, Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you can get married first and then be able to learn for your 20 years also. So Matzav, so how are you going to do that, says Rashi? So if you live in Bavel, so you'll be able to do it. You'll leave your wife and kids behind. You go sit in the yeshiva for a few years, and you'll Efshel Lekayim Shneim. That's a Rashi's learning pshat from the Gemara. Moshe ain't getting the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So where are they going to go to learn? What, they're going to go to Bavel? They're going to leave their families to Bavel? They're going to learn yeshivas in Bavel. They're going to learn well in Bavel. So what are they going to do? They're going to stay home. They're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to learn. So then they're going to be home. So everybody knows if you're home. So then all of a sudden there are things for you to do. If you're away, you know, if you're not around, so somehow everything takes care of by itself. But if you're home, so then the man is going to be Rechaim B'Tzavar B'Yasik B'Tzavar. That's a Rashi, is sizing up the figure. So Tosfos has technical problems with Rashi's pshat. It's not that Tosfos is bothered with the fundamental Yisrael, the halachic Yisrael of Rashi is very poshut, that it's better to get married first, if you can, for the two reasons that we mentioned. But if it's going to shnei your learning, then it's better to learn first. So if you can figure out a concept, actually, v'am shneiam, so you should do so. And if you can't figure out a concept, then learning comes first. So that whole halachic premise Tosfos agrees with. The only thing is, Tosfos disagrees with the Matzias. Tosfos says that how in the world are the people who live in Bavel going to leave their families for 20 years and go to Eretz Yisrael? You're allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Gittin in the first parak, where the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael frowned upon those married Tamidim who were coming from Bavel and they were leaving their families behind. And the Gemara quotes the famous story of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that those people were leaving Bavel, leaving their families, they're doing a terrible Aveira. That's not the right thing to do. So it says Tosfos, how could the Gemara be advocating that practice of leaving your families behind and going to learn Eretz Yisrael? It's not Shayach. So it says Tosfos, what's the correct pshat in the Gemara? So Rabbi Tam turns the pshat mamish upside down. Rabbi Tam says that the whole lumdus of Rashi is right. That if Avad, you should get married, you can get married first. If you can't get married first, you should learn Torah first. So what is the pshat? How does it play out sociologically? So it says Tosfos, it's the exact opposite. That's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So they were afshel lekayim shneihem because they could stay home, they can get married first, and they could stay home. They'll sit in kollel all day, so they'll fine. So they'll afshel lekayim shneihem. They'll get married and they'll learn Torah and everything. Lashenki the bnei bavel. So if we're going to advocate the bnei bavel getting married first, what's going to happen? The hands are going to be tied because they can't leave the family. Because the Gemara it says, you're not allowed to leave your family behind and go learn for 20 years. So the bnei bavel, they're going to be stuck. So they're going to be stuck learning the yeshivas and bavel. No, they don't know how to learn bavel so well. So they're going to never, they're going to be stuck without learning. So if a guy lives in bavel, so it's leis breir, if he gets married first, that's going to be the end of his learning career. So he should not go learn Torah first. He should go up there and talk for 20 years and they'll come back when he's, whatever, he gets to the age of alta bachar, he'll get back and he'll come and get married. So Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing in terms of just taich in the Gemara, how long about who ends up doing what, and they're also disagreeing in terms of are we advocating this practice of getting married and leaving your family to go learn, but in terms of the basic the structure of the Gemara, the basic format of the Gemara, in terms of what the issues are, so the issues that both Rashi and Tosfos agree that we'd like you to do both because of it's great to get married young, it's peruvil when it's a mamariki hero. But that those two aspects presumably are not as important as Talmud Torah. So if you can't get married first, because getting married early is going to create the inability for you to learn properly, then you have to forgo those two factors and you have to just go and sit and learn Torah first. So a similar pshat is quoted by the Rav, the name of the Chayim and the name of the other Rishonim, which is again, it's only a sociological machlokes in the Rashi and Tosfos, but the halachic premises is the same. And that's what the Rav quotes in the name of Adam Rishonim, that it wasn't so much a difference of where they lived as much, or halal v'alu men, that the women in different places had different practices, that the women in Bavel, they went out to work, they got their PhDs, they went out to work, and they made money, and the husbands were able to sit in Kollel, Mashenkin, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so their wives weren't working, so they were at home, so someone has to make a parnasa. So comes the Achayim in the Rad and say that was the difference in the Bnei Bavel and Bnei Eretz. Well, it wasn't an issue of who had to travel, who had to leave the family. It was just a Matzias question, namely if you have another way of making your parnasa. So it comes out according to the Achayim. So the answer is very simple. That if the Ola parnasa is going to fall on you, so then Tafi should learn Torah first and get married later. If the Ola parnasa is going to be taken care of by somebody else, so then Matel, then you go back to the original din. That you get no se'isha v'chakach l'yomot Torah. So again, the Achim and the Ran is also the same shot as Rashi and Tosfos. They're all just the technical machlekes and metzias about how to circumvent this problem of learning and getting married. But everybody agrees that the only two factors are that al pi halacha you should really get married first. If you can't get married first, because it's going to affect your ability to learn, then forget about all the miles of getting married first and go ahead and learn Torah first. So the Tosfos Riyazokin in the side of the Gemara in Chavtas of the Beis quotes another pshat, the name of the Reed, that seems to be fundamentally different than these first three pshatim. So the Tosfos Riyazokin quotes, Halan v'alehu. So the Reed says, Mistav adafi perusha, halan shere yitzreinu misgabar aleinu, halahu shemitoch shehem chafetzim atayra ein yitzu misgabar aleihem. So the Reed says that whereas all the other Rishonim forgot one major factor. All the other Rishonim leave out that point, Yitzchum is Gabra. Now, for Yevshim below Isha. All the other Rishonim are just weighing the milus of, presumably, Puravu versus Limit HaTorah first. And if it's a clash, then Limit HaTorah really wins. If there's no other way to do it, then Limit HaTorah overrides
Shira. Shira, practice. 15 minutes for everyone except Alephim. Shira, practice. Is 15 minutes for everyone except Alephim. That means these 10 men who are at the waterfront, please come up now.
I think that's one of the first things you should answer. Okay, it's so nice to do that. So, the Re says, no, there's a whole other factor here that has to be taken into consideration, and that's the fact of Yitro Misgabra love. So the Re says, the Matthias Advar is that the Bnei Yisrael, they had more control of themselves, and the Bnei Bavel didn't, they weren't so from. It's like the Rambam writes that the only way to really control one's Yitzir is always to live in a Torah. So the Bnei Yisrael, they're in a higher level, they're a higher level of Ruchnia, so they weren't so concerned with the Yitzhar, with the Bnei Bavel, they had to take that into consideration. So according to the Reed, now we have a whole curveball into the Sugya. Whereas according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, and according to the Chayim and the Ran. So, bottom line, if a guy comes into the Shiloh and says, listen, If I get married, I'm not going to be able to learn. So the answer to the question is, go sit and learn. Forget about getting married. It's going to be a hurry and there. So we'll deal with it. You'll rough it, whatever. You'll violate it once in a while, but you got to learn first. That's everything. Because according to the Ri, that's not true. According to the Ri, that the question that you have to ask the person is, well, are you going to have a hurry and there? If you're going to have a hurry and there, then you got to get married. Forget about leaving a Torah. You won't learn, so you won't learn. The mitzvah of getting married is going to be doicha everything. So where did the Ri get his idea from? So that's something that Shad in the Gemara, the Imi Efshe below Isha. So that's what the Ri says. So now it comes out nicely because where the Braisa throws in the fact of her Ri Aveira, Imi Efshe below Isha, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon don't mention it. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon just talk about whether the wife's working, not working, they have to travel, they don't have to travel. What happened to the consideration of the Braisa of her Ri Aveira? So the Ri says, no, that was Munach in the Halan Balahu. That Halan Balahu was explained to you. Sometimes there is Hira, some people had Hira, some people didn't have Hira. Because according to Rashi's Pratt, I think the Tom's Pratt, and the Achaim and the Ram's Pratt, so the later Amoraim seem to be disagreeing with the Braisa. So the later Amoraim ignore this factor of Shalom below Isha. The Rambam, as the Ri points out, the Rambam writes like the Ri, that the Rambam writes that basically a person can delay, a person feels that it's going to share his learning so that he can delay, he should delay his getting married. The only consideration is that he has a little issue that he feels that it's not shayach, that it's going to affect his ability to learn the Kedusha, so then he has to get married first. So basically what comes out, the halacha from this sugya is as follows, that avad nevad in the perfect world of a person can get married early and be able to learn the Kedusha and be able to yosef kuruvu properly at the earliest possible time and not to be concerned with the hurim. So of course the din is that no se isha b'chagach yomot Torah. But we don't live in a perfect world. So sometimes we have the problem of rechaim mitzavor v'yatsim v'tara, some of us. So therefore you have to weigh. So you have to weigh these factors. So the way one we show, the way Rashi does and the Ran say, is that when you have to start weighing the factors, so the only factor that trumps everything is the ability to learn. So if you can't learn Torah by getting married, then you got to forget about getting married and go and sit and learn Torah for a while. Whereas according to the Ri, according to the Rambam, no, learning Torah doesn't trump everything. Learning Torah trumps the mitzvah puravu, but it enables you to delay the mitzvah puravu, but if it's the issue of hiru yadera, so commentary doesn't trump that, and then never, if it's going to even also cost your learning, so be it, the person would have to get married anyway. This idea that according to Ulti Shonim, that if there's a clash, putting aside the area of error issue, if there's not much a clash between Talmud Torah and delaying for Ravu, so it's clear from this Gemara that to delay for Ravu, the question is, well, what right do you have to do that? It's really a twofold question. What right do you have to do that? Because it's for the Torah to get married, have children. So what right do you have, where you ever find the Talmud Torah gives you the ability to not perform it? So that's question number one. The question number two, and the practical question is the Yesh Shila Davar, how long did it live? The guy's 95 years old, he's saying, no, I still going to finish Dafi only the seventh time around, I'm still finishing up a couple of times in here and there, so I'll get married afterwards. Yesh Kavul, is there a Kavul or is there no Kavul with Davos? Those are the two fundamental questions that we have to ask in Asugya, is conceptually, what right do you have, what's the matter to delay performing the mitzvah of Kavul? There's a mitzvah with Davos Alecha. And number two, even the Niyach, we can figure out in Lomdus what the matter is, what's the Maisa, how long do you have this, how long do you have a right to delay performing this mitzvah? Those two questions may or may not be interrelated to one another. So there is a rush in Kedushin, where the rush is already sensitive to this, for the second thing, where the rush quotes the Gemara about delaying, and then the rush says, he says, it doesn't say to the Gemara how long you have a right to delay. He says, it doesn't make any sense. We don't find that a person has the right not to have any children at all. The Gemara says that Taka Benazai never got married. And the Adam Moran asked Benazai, why he didn't get married? So he said, whatever, enough, she chashka batara, I can't get married. It's unclear what the answer of Ben Azeh was. So it would appear from the Gemara that Ben Azeh was a Das Yachid, and not only was he a Das Yachid, he was talking about himself, but he doesn't advocate this for everybody. How do we know that? Because in that sugya, so Ben Azeh quotes a pasuk, it says, in Parshas Noach that Shafech Dam Ba'Adam Ba'Adam Dam Shafech, that it says that Tam Furu Vul. So then has a drasha that Kol Misha'ena Osei Berivu Rivi Raisa Shafech Dam. And anyone who doesn't involve himself to marry having children, there's Mamashek a murderer. So that was Ben Azir's drasha. The other Tanan said him, Rishna Darish Reina Makayim. He says, very nice, you can give a drasha, but Tachos, you're not married, so how can you give such a drasha? Yeshna Darish, a great Darish, and Reina Makayim, but you're not doing it yourself. So Ben Azir says, you can't bother me. He says, Efshel Om Shes Chavadechem, other people get married. Drashas for other people, for me, is Nafshikash Kutai, I can't get married. So Tosfos, the Gemara, giving us a Sokka, Tata has a Machlokes in just a style for what exactly happened with Ben Azir. But the Gemara says that apparently Rabbi Akiva wanted Ben Azir to marry his daughter. So according to one day in the Gemara, that he actually did get married, and then he couldn't handle marriage, so he got divorced from Rabbi Akiva's daughter. And according to the other day in the Gemara, they only had Kedushin, because they never had this suit in marriage, and that never worked out. So you see, Chlor from the Gemara Yavama said that was Mamasha Yaitzim Rechav. Ben Azir was every once in a while, you have a daughter, we have a Yochid, who you can't bring any riots from him. So that's what the Rosh says, that Ben Azir, that's not the model for everybody. There's a certain yeshiva, they used to have the Ben Azir clubs. Anyone who was over the age of 30 wasn't married, so they got him a t-shirt, and it said Ben Azir. So at every wedding, whenever all the Alta Bachar would get married, so all the people left in the Ben Azir club, they would all wear the t-shirts, that was the shtick they were dancing. Slowly but surely, the Ben Azir club diminished. But that's not supposed to be a club of Ben Azir, it's not supposed to be like that. That was a Yochid Medayir Ben Azir, can't have any kashas on him. So the Rosh says, what about for the rest of the normal, rest of the regular Tamil Chachamim? So he says, there's got to be a kitzvah, but you know what? They have no idea where the kitzvah is. So the Ma'ashal, in Kedushin, the Asugya, says that he thinks that he has a kitzvah. He thinks he figured out where the cutoff point is. It's based on the Gemara of Laman and Meralach. The Gemara says that the Rabbi told him, Nos and Meralach, and the other Chatzavri, the Brech, says that Kos Man, that you're charging your children, literally when your hand is on your son's neck, so he said, you should try to train them properly. So what does that mean exactly? You hold on your hands on your child's neck, try to train them properly. So Rashi quotes 2 days. So one day Rashi is that you should give him mussar, that he's close by, that he's shy enough to listen to you. He still looks a teenager, how high. So it's shy to give him mussar. He's an old man. You're 95, he's 65, you need your son mussar. So it's shy. That's what the Rava said. You should make sure to be mechiyach your child at an age where it's proper to be mechiyach. That's one day in Rashi. Then the other day in Rashi says, no, these you should get him married off. And it's Kozman, he's still under your control. You're still helping to make decisions. So then you think you're still helping to make the decisions. So then you should marry him off quickly, because then you'll be able to find him a proper shidduch. Whereas if you wait too long, so you'd be too old, so he's already going to be on his own. It's not such a great idea. That's a two pshat in Rashi. In fact, the Mitzvah has a third pshat in this Gemara. Rav says that he thinks what the Gemara means is like this. There's a Gemara later on in tradition that says that a makah ben ogadol everything with the evil is in the mishnah. That if a person hits his older son, so that's the shadow with the evil. Why? Because if I hit my older kid, he's going to hit me back. So I'm causing him to violate the issue of makah aviv imel. He must have to be careful not to be makah ben ogadol. So how old is Ben Hanlo? Well, so the Rishonim have different opinions. Some of the Rishonim quote such an idea that it was. Others quote such an idea that Macha Ben Hanlo with Rashi made. The Rashi made also quotes such that Macha Ben Hanlo means that's the age that the Gemara is giving over here. That means Kol Zman the child is still under your jurisdiction. That's called Ben Hanlo. Once it's ready past that point, that's called Ben Hanlo. Other Rishonim say now that Macha Ben Hanlo means that each case, according to the time and place, I mean, sometimes you have a society where Machab Nagel is already a teenager, and sometimes Machab Nagel, 33 years old, you're already a teenager. Whatever, so there you have to figure out, there is no cloud growth, you can't give an age limit on Machab Nagel. But a Kopan Rashi over here gives two pshat, and what does this Kabar mean in the Flama that you should try to train the children when they're under your jurisdiction? So either means to give them most, or it means to get them married. So, and what is the age, how old is considered to be Tachas Yochal? So the Gemara has a machlokes. One is from the age of 16 to 22, and the other is from the age of 18 to 24. So the absolute cutoff point, the self, kolokola kitzur is 24 years old. So the Mashal says he thinks that's the kitzvah. He says you have this pshat in Rashi that says, at least one of the pshat in Rashi that says that the other chatzaver b'reich is referring to marriage, and one day the Gemara says until the age of 24. So the Marashal says, Mustafa, that's the kids, but more than 24, it's not shy. It can't be more than 24. That's the latest possible shot, possible age, chronological age that we can dig up. If you put together one day in Rashi, and you put together one day in the Gemara, so you come up with the age 24. That's the absolute oldest, Shiva oldest, that a person can make the Chesh when he's learning. I mean, this is the guy who's learning, and he's afraid to stop learning, because you're Chaim and Tzavoshim and Yasek the Torah. But the guy who's not learning, so what age should he get married? Then you go with the regular klolim, so the Mishnah and Abba says, and Ben Shemar Asriya L'chopah, as soon as he turns 18, so then he's machuz already in the mitzvah of getting married. Why at the age of 18 exactly? So that's what the cicada at the beginning of the Ezra, right? Now, why does the Mishnah say Ben Shemar Asriya L'chopah, it should be Ben Shemar Asriya L'chopah? Because at the age of 13, you chayv in mitzvahs, so you should be chayv in the mitzvah for a boom. So how come you have a few years in order for the chiyuv approval to kick in? So the Achmarim read at the beginning of Siman Aleph and Eben Ezer that Mestama Chazal understood that the mitzvah of Puravu is not shaykh to the chayiv of a 13-year-old, because even a guy who's not sitting and learning Yom Balayla, he has to learn something. So Mishnah says in the Yavas, the Chamish Lamitra, that has to learn Mishnah, the Chamish Lamitra, Talmud, so he's got to learn a little bit. So if he's going to get married at the age of 13, that means he's not even opened up the Gemara, he hasn't learned anything. So that's not shy after this. It's understood that everybody has to learn a little bit before they get married. Kach kiblu chazal. Why is that exactly? Chazal figured that out. That you have to learn a little bit. But the sum of the pshat is that the nature of the mitzvah puravu is not just a biological mitzvah. It doesn't just mean you bring kids into the world and then it's over. The mitzvah puravu is twofold, because you're supposed to bring kids into the world and you're supposed to bring Ovdei Hashem into the world. So that's already a whole job. Writes, the mitzvah puravu is not like other mitzvahs where you just do it at one shot and it's over. You just have a place to be, a woman comes pregnant, that's it, you're done with the mitzvah. No, the mitzvah puravu is an ongoing mitzvah, that it's the existence of children in the world, that's the mitzvah puravu. So the Mechaz Chinuch says it in the physical sense, that calls not that the children are alive, you fulfill puravu. That's how it explains away the din. That's why a child dies, and now a parent is left without their boy and a girl, so he's not in that yet to puravu. He has to have more children at that point. The puravu. Why is that? If we did the mitzvah, we did it already. So he says, no, it's like Siva Sevatera. If the Sevatera is Friday, the Sevatera has to remain in the world the other book, because you always have to learn from the Sevatera. So too, the Mechaz Chinuch says that the children have to remain the Olam in order for your mitzvah to be fulfilled. So it could be that's not only true in the physical sense, it's true in the spiritual sense also, that the mitzvah puravu is not just to physically bring children into the world, it's to bring Yiri Hashem and Avdei Hashem into the world. So that's an ongoing mitzvah. So if you have a guy who's 13, the guy doesn't know anything, he never opened up Gemara in his life, he doesn't know how to learn anything, he's going to have children. What kind of Avdei Hashem is he going to bring into the world? What kind of family is he going to raise? What kind of a continuation of the Messiah is he going to contribute to? So it's understood, Chazal said, you have to give a guy a chance a little bit, he's got to learn a couple of years, in order just to get down the ABCs, and then it only then does the mitzvah puravu kick in. So that mission for the Yavas, that's for the person who's not learning Torah. That's for the regular guy who's going to cheder, he's going to high school, whatever, going to high school, he's learning a little bit. But when once he reaches 18, so he's already out in the world, he's already working. So for such a person, that is a good event. Shmonas or the chuppah. There's a guy who's sitting and learning. So for such a person, he has agamar. You want me to go get married at the age of 18? He said, I'm not going to be able to get a ship. I'm not going to be able to night seder. I'm not going to be able to learn properly. So Rechaim Bitzavar Yasek B'Torah. After the Marshal is Mechadish, we got this din in the Gemara, Rechaim Bitzavar Yasek B'Torah has a shear. The Rosh didn't know what the shear is, and the Marshal does not tell you what the shear is. The shear is the Gemara Kedushin of Naflam and Amin Aleph. So the emphasis of Marshal is already tremendous.
Attention, all STEM boys, all STEM boys should go to the waterfront for what David Goldfisher refers to as the final greatest battle ever. All STEM boys to the waterfront for the finest, greatest battle ever.
The battle to end all battles. The mother, who's that a said famous line? The mother of all battles. Say that. Who said that? The mother of all battles? Saddam Hussein, the first Gulf War. That was the one. He said, this is the mother of all battles. He's got music a lot.
And he
got
himself.
Yeah, alright. So, the Chayyim Marshal already, you can already sense.
A lot of fear, call 200.
You can already sense someone's going to disagree with this Marshal. I mean, put together a shot based on one Lush in the Gemara and one Lush in Rashi. There's got to be another shot. So what's the other shot? So the problem is, if you look in the Rambam seems to say what the Rosh was afraid to say, but the Rosh says, it can't be the Eila Kitzvah, What does the Rambam sound like? In the kids, the Rambam doesn't write a kids. The Rambam just writes that you can't do both. And the Rambam happens to like the Riyazokin that if it's at least if it's not yet so top for at least, then he's supposed to sing a little Torah first. So when do you stop this learning of Torah? The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't give you a shir. So is there a shir? So there is a word from the Shulchan Aruch Harav from the first Rav Shir Rebbe. He has a very fascinating shot in the Rambam as to what he thinks the Rambam Shita is, as to what the Shia is, what the cutoff point is. But in order to understand the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we have to really try to solve the other half of that problem as well. But we started out by saying there are really two issues we have to solve. We have to solve practically with CS and Rambam, what's the Shia, if there is any. And even the more, in a certain sense, more profound question is, what's the head then exactly? Isn't there a cloud that he's supposed to be doing mitzvahs in life, not just supposed to be sitting and learning. So the question is there really such a call? What is the din? And if a person has, this is a pretty common problem, a person is sitting and learning, and a mitzvah comes his way, so what's the din? Is the person supposed to be striving for limud haTorah, or supposed to be striving for mitzvahs? Obviously, supposed to be striving for both. What if there's a conflict, there's a clash between the two? So what exactly are the rules? So we have a regular rule when it comes to other mitzvahs, which is called
Isaac. All Shiri boys should be in the boys' shul. Bucks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Gentlemen, you all need to be in the boys' shul now.
We have a general rule by all mitzvahs called the Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah. I think the mission in the beginning of the Sahas Gracha, and the mission in the Sahas Gracha, and the Sahas Gracha. But the Gemara is after the Pasuk. That if a person is in the middle of doing one mitzvah, so he doesn't stop to do that mitzvah in order to perform another mitzvah. The example that the Mishnah gives is the Gabi Kriya Shema. So a person is in the middle of digging a kever, a person is in the middle of some other kind of mitzvah, so he doesn't stop in the middle just to go ahead and run to do the second mitzvah. I say the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. How do you know that? There's one of the Zafma Pasuk that says, V'shif chav v'sech av alach t'chav v'derech. So v'alach t'chav v'derech means v'derech shalcha, because if he is doing your own personal things, then you have to stop because like Kriya Shema. But if you're doing Malach HaShemayim, you're doing Malach Techav HaDerech, you go do a mitzvah, you're in the middle of being Isaac of the mitzvah, so then you don't stop to do the mitzvah to do another mitzvah. The Gemara has a chiddush that there are really two different levels of Isaac of the mitzvah. The Gemara says there's a classic Isaac of the mitzvah, the guy's mamash involved in the first mitzvah, and then there's a second kind of Isaac of the mitzvah, the person is not even involved in the first mitzvah, though he's Torah cheered in the mitzvah. But the guy is his whole thought process is taken up, he's consumed with thinking about doing the mitzvah, but right now he's not doing anything. But since he's being Tarech, Tir the Shem mitzvah, that's also considered to be an icing mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says, the Chiddush, that a chasid is part of the Kriya Shema, the Laila Rishonim. The Laila Rishonim say we don't follow that, because we're not such big Bali Kavanah the rest of the year also. But in theory, the Allah is that a chasid is part of the Kriya Shema the first night, because he's Tarech, Tir the mitzvah, he's thinking about Bir Rishonim. Now, right now he's not involved in Bir Rishonim. It doesn't matter that since his mind is somewhere else, if it's a Tirdash mitzvah, that's also included in the Hefter of Isaac and Mitzvah Patrim. That's the din, that's the fair should everybody agree, just about everybody agrees, that din of Isaac and Mitzvah Patrim. We have technical issues with the Rishonim about Esher Lekayim Shnei and Lo Esher Lekayim Shnei, because you have a cloud of Isaac and Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah, so I'm doing Mitzvah A, and now Mitzvah B comes my way, and if I stop Mitzvah A, I'll be able to come back to it in 5 minutes from now. So should I stop Mitzvah A and do Mitzvah B and then come back to Mitzvah A? So Taisa says here. Taisa says that the heft of Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is only said when it's iyashav kaim shneim. It's just for kaim shneim. So the vav and the vav.
Jason Mishael, please call 204 ASAP. Mishael, call 204 ASAP. That means right now.
That's as possible. So. He didn't say ASAP, did he? He said, well, I thought he just said AP. So you want that. So Tosa says that the heft of Isaac and Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah, is only the Yesh of the Kaim Shneim. Everybody has to stop. Tosa says, otherwise, you'd be led to a ludicrous conclusion Let's say right now, hopefully everybody here is doing a mitzvah. Everyone's wearing tzitzis. So I'm wearing tzitzis now, and Ani would come and ask me for tzedakah. I don't have to give you tzedakah. I'm wearing tzitzis. I say mitzvah, potter, mitzvah. So Ani says, that's ridiculous. And no one has to do any mitzvahs. Just wake up in the morning, put on tzitzis, go to sleep, and that's it. You don't have to bother doing any mitzvahs. So Ani says, that's ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous? Because it's actually the time shleim. It doesn't shter you're doing of your mitzvah tzitzis by taking that penny out and giving it to the Ani. So the Ran says it's not true. The Ran says in the Sefer Sukkah, that Ani says mitzvah, potter, mitzvah applies across the board. Even if Efshar Lekayim Shneim. So what do you do with Tzitzis Kasha? With anyone, with the Ran, you led to this ludicrous conclusion that you don't have to give Tzitzit up, you don't have to do any mitzvahs because you're wearing Tzitzis. So the Ran says, no, there's a difference between Isaac Mitzvah and a Makayim Mitzvah. Makayim Mitzvah means that I'm not physically being Isaac in Mitzvah right now, I'm just passively, I'm racking up brownie points right now in Shemayim for wearing Tzitzis. But that's not called an Isaac the mitzvah. The gather of tours when I'm Isaac the mitzvah, then I'm plucked from the mitzvah. And I'm just passively being the kind of mitzvah, that's not called Isaac the mitzvah. So therefore the kasha, the place is there, so since there's not a good kasha. So that's a big bachlak is a mishan. When do you say Isaac the mitzvah, when not? So let's plug in this klal of Isaac the mitzvah into Talmud Torah. So a guy wakes up in the morning, and he opens up his gemara and he sits and learns. So now comes time for the mitzvahs. Let's say it comes time to put on his tzitzit. No, I can't have to stop right now. I can't close the gemara. We'll go find a great tzitzit. I say mitzvah potter and mitzvah. Good. Now comes time to put on his tefillin. No, sorry. I say mitzvah potter and mitzvah. Time to say kriyashma and daven. I say mitzvah potter and mitzvah. Every mitzvah that comes his way, he says, sorry, I'm busy learning. I say mitzvah potter and mitzvah. So do you say that klal of I say mitzvah potter and mitzvah by the mitzvah Talmud Torah? So the general consensus is that no. But the mitzvah Talmud Torah is the exception to the rule of Isaac the mitzvah, potter, and mitzvah. How do you know that's true? So that's Hoshav Shah in the Gemara in the beginning, was it my cup? You know, test. Is that the Gemara my cup? Can I put on? No. That's the Gemara. Right? The Gemara my cup says, and that's in the days. The Gemara puts a basically a contradiction of Psukim from Yilin. Is the Torah greater than the mitzvahs? Is not as good as the mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, depends. That if you're in the middle of learning and there's a mitzvah iveras, it's a mitzvah that comes your way. There's a mitzvah she'efshal. You're in the middle of learning, there's a mitzvah that comes out your way that efshal kamei de'achirim. That you can't hand off this mitzvah to anybody else. Only you can do this mitzvah in this way. So then you have to close your gemara and go take care of the mitzvah. Then you come down. Mashenke, when you have a mitzvah which is efshal kamei de'achirim, somebody else can go around doing the same mitzvah when the other guy is not sitting and learning. Then you should please ask the other guy to go ahead and do the mitzvah. So the other guy doesn't want to. So then stop. You have to stop and do it yourself. So this is the cloud that the Gemara Maikon has. It's a very famous, cloud, very important cloud. This is basically the cloud that should be guiding our lives in terms of mitzvah performance. So a guy sitting and learning, he wakes up 6 in the morning, sits and he's learning his nafiyah, and now comes time to daven. So of course he has to close his Gemara. Putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. You have shalasas dechem, that's true. Can't appoint the shalich with the shibbutifah. Same kriyashma. Okay, you have to close your gemara and say kriyashma. You have to daven. You have to do whatever mitzvahs. Let's say an act of tzedakah comes your way. So then you have to figure out. So is it a type of a tzedakah? So they need somebody to go run around and collect tzedakah for some cause. So the question is there anyone else who could do just as good a job? So if it's efshalas as dechem, somebody else could do the same job, and they're not sitting and learning. So then we should ask them. They should please do it, and I should continue learning. But if it's Yeshivas Asadechem, I'm the only talented guy. I'm the only guy who could go ahead and convince the whole world to give millions of money for millions of dollars for tzedakah. So then I have to stop my learning, close my gemara, take care of the mitzvah, and then hopefully I'll come back to it later. So that's the guiding force in terms of Limud HaTorah. But the Limud HaTorah is part of the rule of Isaac Mitzvah. So with Kiyosh and the gemara, they're not really. It's not based on the regular kal. The regular kal of Isaac the mitzvah means even if it's a mitzvah, Yeshivas Asadechem, I'm in the middle of doing some mitzvah, now kriyashma comes my way. So the Mishnah says, and brachas, I'm part of kriyashma. I can't appoint someone else to do kriyashma. It doesn't matter. I see mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. So you see chlor for the Gemara and my katan, that the klal of Isaac the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, doesn't really apply in the classic sense to Talmud Torah. Why not? How come Chazal know that Talmud Torah is different from regular mitzvahs? Why is Talmud Torah less of a mitzvah than any other mitzvah? So one could say, for a few different mahalachim, either one could say that there is an idea of kol lo megein mekayim, that if a person learns Torah and doesn't do mitzvahs, so that's bad. That's the negative thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do mitzvahs also. So it's not shaykh to invoke the principle of oseh b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah by Talmud Torah. A person is going to always invoke the principle of oseh b'mitzvah. He's never going to do any mitzvah, so that's going to turn out to be a lo megein mekayim. That's not a positive thing. Or one can argue that just the very nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is such a time-consuming mitzvah that if you can invoke the din of Isaac the mitzvah, it's not shayach that should be the kavanah of Torah. When you have, let's say, once in a while a person's involved in a mitzvah, it takes up some time. Right now, I'm digging a kever. So it takes a couple of hours between the top of this mace and dig the kever. And now there's a clash between Kriya Shema and digging the kever. In the middle of digging the kever now. I'm going to give my brachas and third prayer for surprise. It says, you don't stop digging the kever. And forget about Kriya Shema today. And what about tomorrow? I'm going to stop it tomorrow. I won't be digging a kever. So I'll say Kriya Shema tomorrow. The Talmud Torah is such a mitzvah that it's an ongoing, it's a life consuming mitzvah. But every time you have a clash between Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs, you're going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy learning. I see mitzvah. Other mitzvah is going to turn out that our whole religion is going to be just a person sitting and learning, and no one's ever going to be doing mitzvahs. And that's, so what about the other 612 mitzvahs in the Torah? So it can't be, for whatever reason, the Chazal understood that it's not shayach that the regular klal of Isaac the mitzvah should apply to Talmud Torah. So what is the klal? So the klal that the Gemara does say is that, you know, on the one hand, Talmud Torah is a great mitzvah, and it's shkula kenegi kula, it's a gevaldig mitzvah, it's really more important in a certain sense than the other mitzvahs. On the other hand, you can't always hide behind Talmud Torah and say, I don't have to do any other mitzvahs. So what is the correct klal? So that's what the Gemara says in the test, that the more correct klal is that efshay de'achim, or efshay de'achim. So knowing this, now we have to come to our sugya effect, and see here, person is born in terms of bar mitzvah, so he's still part of the peruvu, which is the age of 18. So now, kachkid b'chazal ben shmarasher l'chukas. So now he becomes mechuyav in the mitzvah of peruvu. So he says, no, I'm sitting and learning, don't bother me, Rechaim Yitzavor Yasek B'Torah, so I gotta sit and learn Torah, and a pata from Peruvu. What is the pata from Peruvu? It's not shayach, a pata from Peruvu. Peruvu is a mitzvah, E.F. Shai De'echeirim. There may be other people who have to have children, but they're not going to be your children. That's it, when Ben Azza used the Lashon, E.F. Shai Olam Shai Yitzchaim Ay De'echeirim, he didn't mean like, it's a mitzvah Ay De'echeirim. It's not Ben Azza's mitzvah. If somebody else has a child, it's not Ben Azza's mitzvah. So when I reached 18, so I have a mitzvah of Peruvu. So Mechon, I should close the Gemara, and I should go have children. Ah, so Rechaim Mitzavar, Vyasek Mitzavar, so tough luck, so what can you do? So do your best. But the Mitzvah approval comes my way, it's Yer Shalas Asa Dechem, so I have to go sit in, I have to do the Mitzvah first.
That's considered to be Yer Shalas Asa Dechem, why isn't every Mitzvah considered to be Yer Shalas Asa Dechem? Because even if someone else can do that Mitzvah, it's still not my Mitzvah.
No, but there are other Mitzvahs, Lamash, like let's say the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, right? So there's a certain Tzarech that Tzedakah has to be taken care of. So as long as the tzedakah gets taken care of, so then if the ani is taken care of, so that everybody's part-time. So I don't have to, it's not my chiyav anymore. But let's say kavura. So as long as lamaisa, there'll be a kever ready for the base, so that's not my problem. Hashenki and puravu, even if the whole world will have children, it's still my problem. Because I have a personal chiyav. See, there are certain mitzvahs that are more tuelis oriented in the sense of that, it's like a certain sense in chavis and tzibur. Everybody, we have to, all the clients want us to make sure the anima are taken care of, and the mace are taken care of, etc. But when it comes to the mitzvah peruvu, that's a personal fear.
It's only about fear, but what about like a mitzvah here? Meaning like the way Yev Shalasa Yekarim sounds like only when there's a fear on you and only you can fulfill that fear.
Sometimes you can have like a mitzvah that's not a personal mitzvah. Like that's why I gave the example of tzedakah. So this is a very, very common problem. A common issue. But sometimes you have, let's say, a certain tzorech hatzibur that has to be taken care of, a certain tzedakah, a certain chesed, something has to be taken care of, and the only guy who can really do a good job happens to be the guy sitting in the medrash. So, in theory, other people could do it also, but they're not going to do as good a job. So, it's not really efshel l'kayem by day achir. So that would be the efshel l'kayem. Even though it's not my personal chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah that comes my way the same way it comes everybody else's way. That's efshel l'asas dechem. No one else is going to be the top of as good as I can. So that also what requires an impassion to stop knowing.
By also the mitzvah, is there a difference between mitzvah veris and mitzvah shenovers?
Oh, we're going to see. Okay, we have to say, by also the mitzvah, probably not. But if you always say you're a mitzvah, so it doesn't matter. It's creation within mitzvah veris. And still you don't stop.
It's not a mitzvah
veris? It is a mitzvah veris. And still you don't stop. You don't stop what you're doing for the...
Why is it mitzvah veris? Because you can do it tomorrow. You can do
that. No, that's not mitzvah veris. That's tomorrow's mitzvah.
Every day is mitzvah.
Every day is mitzvah. Yeah, that's true. So... The Chora, based on what we're saying, so that we really don't understand this Gemara. We don't understand the Rambam said anything. It's based on the regular cloud of Isaac Mitzvah, the regular cloud doesn't apply. The only cloud that applies is the Gemara in my Kotan. So, based on the Gemara in my Kotan, so since you turn 18, you should close your Gemara and finish. It's a tough luck. So, that's the way the for the world gong. So you have to go ahead and have children. Forget about women of Torah. So we have to really understand why exactly that's not true. Why do you see clear from the Gemara that no, that women of Torah lo mitar v'chashim se'isha? So we'll have to wait until tomorrow to get the Shulchan Aruch Rav's pshat. So he's going to try to solve two problems. He's going to try to solve problem number one is the age, and is where's the shear? Is there any shear whatsoever? And number two, how do we understand just conceptually what this din is all based on? Based on the regular column that was saying of Talmud Torah and Shiras and Mitzvahs, so then the whole din shouldn't be right. The whole din should be no se'isha. Under all circumstances, the chachar and matar. So hopefully tomorrow we'll try to figure out the Shulchan Aruch Rav. No control of regular time.